Good evening. I want to follow up a little bit on this morning's lesson on trust, about in whom do we trust, and look at three verses from the letter of James, from the writings of James in the New Testament, because in whom we trust and what we trust is so important. And James takes a little different look at this, and he doesn't couch it in the discussion of trust, but it fits there in that what we trust, what we think about, in whom we are dependent has a great impact on us. Because he talks about where our quarrels come from. Where do our fights come from, as James says? Well, it comes from our selfish ambition, from our own greed. If we can overcome that, it stops a whole lot of fighting. It's often been said there's a lot that can get done when you're not worried about who gets the credit. And there's a lot of truth in that statement. So James would say it's our selfish ambition, our own desires that cause the troubles that rise up among us. But how do we overcome our own desires? Have you thought of that? How do we overcome that? Well, you want nothing. But that's probably not a great answer. It's not necessarily the biblical answer, not to want anything. And sometimes I think that's a theology. I don't believe it's a biblical one. It's not that desire to have nothing, but it is the understanding that God has a design and a plan for us, and God brings about all things. And when we understand that, then it takes a lot of pressure off, and we get rid of a lot of our selfish desires, because we start asking the question, what would God have me do, right? And we excuse me. We stop battling. Give me some water. We stop battling so hard when we realize it is God who provides for us. Because when we don't remember that, then what are we trying to do? We're trying to make all the right decisions and create our own path, right? When I forget that it is God who provides everything for me and who controls our lives and our futures, then I tend to have to fight for first. And we see that with people a lot. If I don't take care of myself, who's going to take care of me? We may not say it in those words, but it's our action. You know, if I don't look out for me, who's going to look out for me? So we begin to fight, and it causes us struggles with others, and then we become self-centered. And then we begin to boast, because what have we done? We've planned. We've worked out this plan, and now we're bringing it about. And we begin to say, well, when I get this done, and when I get that done, and when I do this thing, this is how it's going to be. And who are we trusting in when we make those statements? We're trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in ourselves. And that's exactly what James addresses. I bet most of us have a prayer before we eat. Maybe not every meal, but hopefully on a regular basis. I think it's a wonderful thing for a couple of reasons, or maybe more. One, I think we should give thanks to God. But I hope that it serves as a reminder to us that even the very nourishment we have is provided to us by God. Because that's the basics, right? Air, water, food. I mean, those are basics that we have. And if we forget that God makes provision for us, then it kind of permeates everything else we do. But if we can stop and remind ourselves and teach our children that it is God who has provided this, it's not just a formality, but God has provided this. And we've been so abundantly blessed that it's almost difficult for us to remember that it is God who has provided it. Because we're in a nation that's been provided with food. And with the transportation that we have, that if we have droughts or difficulties in one area, what are we able to do? Thank you. We're able to ship food in from somewhere else, aren't we? Which is a real benefit. And with the ability we have to freeze and to can and to do all that, we can make provision. We can move food around. If your green beans didn't make real good, you can go to the farmer's market. If that's too difficult, we can buy them from Del Monte in the can. Now, they might not be quite the same, but we can do that, right? And the reason I say that is we have somewhat become removed from the concern even about our food. We almost take it for granted that it's going to be there, and we forget that God has blessed us, that is a blessing from God. Now, I'm thankful for the technology and all those things we've developed that we're able to move things around because, you know, I really like fresh fruits in the wintertime and things like that that you used to not have, although they're not quite the same as being in season. But it's nice to have those things. But what I want us to remember in the midst of all that is it is God who provides for us. It is God who makes that possible. And in the midst of our blessings, not only of food, but of all the things that we have and all the opportunities we're given, it is God who blesses us. And it's in God we should trust and be thankful for what He has done for us and not depend on our own understanding and our own technologies and our own plans, because plans can change, can't they? Situations in our lives can change individually, or they can change in the whole country. On September the 11th, the world changed, didn't it? Even though none of us here were there, and I'm not sure that any of us had close family members, if there was, I don't know about, but it impacted our whole country. It impacted the way we thought about things. It impacted our economy. It impacted everything. And certainly the lives of those people and their families were impacted in a great way. And I don't want to make light of that, but I mean, the ripples of that even affect our lives to this day. Things are different because of that. So we need to be thankful to God for what He provides and depend on Him, because things can change so rapidly. Let's read what James writes. Now, this is after James has talked about quarreling, about selfish ambitions, and here's what James writes. Now, listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Well, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live or do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. James kind of puts us in our place, doesn't he? Remember who you are and your significance. Now, are we important to God? The answer to that is yes. We're made in His image. Christ died for us. We have importance. But individually, are we here very long in the scheme of even this world? No. We're not here very long. And how much impact, influence do we have? I mean, we can't control tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And there are things we have absolutely no control over. So James is reminding us to trust in God, because we don't control tomorrow. We can't even forecast tomorrow. We don't know what will happen in the day, in our lives, in the world around us. There are, I mean, millions of things that can happen. We have no idea. But what can we do? We can trust in God who does what? Who not only knows the future, but God controls the future, right? And He prepares for His people. And so we can trust in Him on a large scale. And we should trust in God in every situation that we encounter. Because when we realize that it is God who blesses us, who cares for us, who makes a way for us, when we find difficult situations with other people, difficult situations in our family, at work, we can not be so proud, we cannot be so defensive, because we know God's got my back. God's taking care of me. I don't have to make all the right decisions. I don't have to fight tooth and nail for myself. I'm going to trust in God. Now, does that mean we don't take advantage of opportunities? Well, you know better than that. I mean, it's like saying, well, God's going to take care of me, so I'm not going to get up and work today. Well, I'm not suggesting you try that, because I don't think it's going to turn out very well for you. But what I am saying, even though things might look dark at work, God will make a way to provide for us as long as we're about His will. We don't have to be struggling all on our own. In fact, it doesn't have to be, it can't be about us. It has to be about us trusting God. Us trusting God. In whom do we trust? Do we trust that God's going to take care of us, or do we trust our own understanding? Well, the wise man would say, lean not on our own understanding, right? Trust in God. Because our God, who is the God of heaven, is also our God who cares for each one of us, knows each one of us individually. Even though our lives in the scheme of things are like a mist, a vapor, God knows us and cares for us, and God provides. So we should be thankful. Thankful for God who has provided. And realize that it's not our own abilities that have provided. It is God who has given us opportunity. And that it is God who will continue to care for us and to trust in Him. If you need to come, would you do that while we stand and sing?